Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game Podcast. This is episode 89. I'm one of your hosts, Nick. And joining me tonight is Owen.
Hello.
And unfortunately, Gaz isn't available tonight. He's got a poorly wife and he's got kids to look after as well, so for obvious reasons he won't be on. So unless he just comes on a bit later if everything calms down, but I don't think we'll be on. But that's just the way of it. But it's probably going to be a short episode anyway, so we'll carry on. Hopefully, Gaz will be back with us for the 90th episode next week. So the main topic of what we want to discuss tonight is about the announcement of a new 3DS. So just a bit of brief history. Nintendo announced and released obviously the 3DS, which is a successor to the DS, which is the first one of the first handheld consoles to use 3D or portably. That's successful. I mean, not capturing the Virtual Boy or anything like that.
Alright.
And success, and after the game started coming out, it was quite successful. And now, and then they released the 3DS XL, which was very successful for those wanting to play the get games on the bigger screen, and very useful for those who got bigger hands or there's a lot to sit down, play a game, and have other people watch them. So that was successful, and then they went to 2DS, which is still a 3DS, but just out of 3D features, and a bit of mixed success on that, I think.
Right.
Which was interesting, but obviously we talked about this before, about how it looks like a doorstop and everything. Now, how it could be useful for import games, because how cheap it is, but then if you can buy a pre-owned 3DS quite cheaply, then it doesn't make much sense to get the 2DS. But anyway, now we got the new 3DS, which has been announced this week by Nintendo of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can just get the post up, where is it? Had it somewhere. Here we go. So Nintendo unveils new 3DS. But as far as I know, it doesn't have an actual name. It's just called the new 3DS at the minute. So I don't know if they're going with the new 3DS or going to change it a bit later on when it's released worldwide. So for months, there isn't a whole lot of difference between the 3DS and 3DS XL, except for a few things. Got a small C-stick analog stick on the right-hand side above the main controls. So I'm not sure if that'll allow for dual analog control. I'm not too sure, because it looks really small, so I don't know how well that'll work, but it's good that Nintendo decided to do that without you having to actually have an add-on to do it, because with the 3DS XL, you have the dual analog stick add-on to play games that you need dual analog sticks for, like Metal Gear Solid or Resident Evil. Games like that.
Okay.
And also the face buttons look on the right-hand side look a bit more like the SNES controller's colour scheme. So you know you got different colours on the SNES controller.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And also there's been a few redesigns as well, so I think the 3DS game slot, I think that's been moved, and also the charger at the back's been moved to another part of the 3DS, so it allows for another shoulder buttons on both sides. So you got L and R, now you got XL and X, LX, and or basically another shoulder button for each side. And I think one of the main features about it is it's going to be having a slightly increased battery life.
Uh-huh.
And also it's going to be designed better so that if you're playing 3D get games or putting the 3D on, because you know how you move, if you move the 3DS slightly or if you look slightly in a different direction, the 3D doesn't look as good. So it looks all distorted and everything. But I think with the new 3DS design, you can move it a little bit more without having to reposition yourself so much to get the 3D effects or see the 3D effects. Sounds pretty cool. And also, the processing power is improved as well. So I don't know exactly what that means, but we'll come on in a second with new games that have been released. I think there's a new Xenoblade game being made for the new 3DS.
Oh, I didn't see any of the games. I didn't go see any of the lists. I just went on the device itself.
Yeah, that's as for the games, I haven't seen that much either. It's just that's what I heard. There's going to be new games that are going to make the most use out of new CPU that's in there, so faster processing and more power to play these new 3DS games. Mm-hmm. Sounds good up to the point where, as far as we can gather at the moment, so then they're going to be compatible with the new 3DS. So if you wanted to play these new 3DS games on an older 3DS, by the sounds of it, you won't be able to.
Yeah.
Which, it's going to be very confusing for consumers, especially casual gamers and parents looking to find a game for the child. And they pick up a game and it's not compatible with their old 3DS.
Yeah.
So this is where things are going to get a little confusing, I think. But what are your thoughts on what would you say about it from what you heard so far?
Well, being a DS user who actually traded his DS in, well, not traded, but I was in the market for the DSi because it was touted as, oh, it's going to be new, it's great, it's going to have two cameras and it's going to have Wi-Fi. I thought I was going to have access to all my, what they call now, the virtual shop, or virtual console and eShop, which is on the Wii. I thought I was going to have all that on my DSi, which I did not get. Yes, I did get like one or two games, but how long has the DSi been out? It's been out for a long time. Now we have this great little device called the 3DS. Yes, it brought 3D to the home user, to the casual user, whatever you want to call it. It was guaranteed, well, not guaranteed, I shouldn't say that. They gave us these, what's the words? I don't want to say they didn't promise us anything, but it issued out, oh, you're going to be playing your games in 3D and movies in 3D. Where are the 3D movies? Getting now to this new 3DS is what it's dubbed. Everyone thinking that's what the final name is going to be. Some people are saying, like, John Gamester, he's like, yeah, you know, they should have named it something else, like, you know, the 3D, you know, 3DS Deluxe or the Super 3DS or something to be a little bit differentiated, because now you're going to have, like you said, the casual gamers. You know, like me, you have a 3DS, so you know when you look at, you know, if you see a DS game, you really have no problem because you can just take a DS game and pop it in. But if you have a 3DS game, but if you have a DS, if you bought a 3DS game, it's not going to fit in the slot. So you're kind of out of luck if you didn't get your receipt to prove that, hey, I thought this was for DS, but on the packaging it should say 3DS in big letters, 3DS. When it's saying new DS or new 3DS, that's going to be a little confusing, but it's the same thing we said about the Xbox One. You know, people are like, yeah, I want the Xbox One. No, not that one. The first one in 2001, you mean the Xbox Original. So everybody now kind of says, when you talk about Xbox, the first Xbox is Xbox Original, not Xbox One. So, you know, with this coming out on the new 3DS, you know, me, I was joking and saying, you know, oh wow, Nintendo has discovered Skittles, you know, going back to the old colored buttons, which is what a lot of us old school people who played with the Famicom controller, we love it, because there was a day back in the old Nintendo days, you never looked at your hands. You just pop it in and start playing. When you're playing Xbox, you go like, oh wait, which button? Oh, that one. Even though they're in rainbow colors, it's just that switching to solid colors, you know, you got the buttons on top, because I'm on, what is it, am I charging my 3DS? I don't know where my 3DS is at. Oh, there it is right here. You know, you got the black buttons on there with the letters on top, which I thought was kind of odd. But, you know, no big deal. It doesn't hurt me. But my thoughts on the new 3DS is that I don't really have any thoughts on it. The first thing that came to my mind was, how long does that battery last? I'm not going to buy it just because it's a new console. If they bring out any new games that requires that little annoying little button. I know I shouldn't say that. I don't have the right to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway because I had a laptop with that little red. I don't know if you remember laptops. I think they still call it Toshiba, I think, does that. With the little red mouse button in the middle of the keyboard. I don't know if you ever used one of those before, but I have. And it sounds neat, and oh, it's so awesome until you start using it. It's not a joystick, and it's not a mouse. It's like a zit with touchscreen. That's what it's like, a hard zit with touchscreen. And eventually your finger, you don't like it. I don't know if you've ever been tickled on your fingertips, but like if you touch your cat's whiskers with your fingertip, that's what it feels like. And at first it's okay, but doing it for extended amounts of time, like say you're doing a report, you forget it. I'll just use a touchpad, give my mouse that control. So with that being said, you can take your 3DS and hold it and put your finger right where that C button's gonna be at and see how often your finger will hit the X and Y buttons. That's not good. Who thought about that? That's just like who was it? Not T-Mobile, but I forget who had, but T-Mobile had the phone. It's called the Pearl. And I was looking for a new phone before I got my Trio, and they tried to sell it to me. Well, that phone was made for Japanese people's hands, meaning people with really small hands. And you know, Japanese people have, like, some of them have really smaller hands than the rest of them on the world. And I was like, I can't use it. My thumb takes up 3 keys. I can't use that. But with this, I don't know who they're trying to plan that for. Did they forget about the us older gamers or gamers with bigger hands? I'm not gonna say I'm upset about it because I'm not. I'm happy with my 3DS. I can't see a game they can bring out that I'm gonna want that's gonna require that controller. Granted, it might not work on my 3DS. I'm not concerned. I'm really looking at this as more of a knockback by Nintendo, and they're gonna see a big backlash once this thing hits the streets. Because the majority of the gamers, they're not going to buy that thing. And if it's over $150, heck no. Heck no. Now, some gamers will buy it. Like me, I have my DS library that I'm still enjoying. I really don't have many 3DS games because none of them really appeal to me. So, you know, when gamers start doing that math and looking at what they're getting, and like, you know, now if they put like that first-person shooter game out, they might pull in some new gamers. I can say that because that game looks great. But I think they have a demo on the eShop right now. So, I mean, unless you really, really need it, I really don't see why. Me, I just, that's something they should have had. They should have had two, like how the Wii Wiimote is with the two buttons on, with the two analog sticks on it. It should have been, the 3DS should have had that on it already. Not that I really care for it, but, you know, the 3DS to me is not a console by itself, but I have a friend who uses 3DS as a console. He doesn't even have a console anymore. He got rid of his PS3. To play just one game, and that was it. Once it was done, he got rid of it. And he kept his 3DS and got the Zelda Collector's edition of the 3DS, and he loves it. But, you know, with this new 3DS, they need to work on that name. And that's the only thing I can really advise them. I mean, I'm not going to say any more because, you know, my end of gaming days are almost here, and I'm actually looking through my library, doing what Gaz is doing somewhat. I mean, I hate to do it, but actually I don't hate to do it because it's like I'm not playing this game anyway. I'm going to keep most of my Super Nintendo stuff, and that's the reason why I'm holding my 3DS, because Nintendo is finally opening up the eShop and the virtual console with the NES games. They just need to make it fully where I can access all those games on my 3DS and on my Wii U once I get one. And I'm happy. I don't need any more consoles. I'll be playing the games that I know that are fun. I don't want to sound bad. Like, wow, Warren, you say you're a gamer. Like, I never said I was a gamer. I play games. You know? So, and that's how I look at it. I really wish they wouldn't even release that console, this handheld. There is really no reason for it. That's all I can say. There's no reason for it. Some people say, oh, it's the 4-year mark. It's 2014. They need to update that the OS and the user interface. Those are the only two things they need to update, far as I'm concerned. Well, it's across the board, Wii U and 3DS. But that's my 2 cents on the new 3DS in quotations.
Yeah, I mean, after I don't think the names are the best. I mean, it sounds similar to New Super Mario Brothers. I'm a bit trying to rename that because they're bringing back this 2D side scrolling. And they're calling this the new 3DS, which...
That sounds so dumb. I mean, in my house, that sounds dumb. It could be called, you know, Mario 3D Plus. Mario Super Mario Plus something. I mean, I played the game. I didn't like it. It looked pretty, and I mean, I didn't like it because I didn't like the controller. I'm gonna say that right up front. I didn't like it, but now those controllers I was talking about last week. Now if I can get those and put those on my Wii, oh my gosh, heck yeah, I'll play. But I don't need all these SNES controller antics. That's fun for the first time out, but if I want to sit back and relax like I did with Super Mario World or the original Mario Brothers, I don't want none of that in my game. I don't want none of that snatching. That snatching stuff is for mini games. That's not for extended use. It's not for extended use. And I'm not a kid anymore, so that stuff does not appeal to me like it used to, you know. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, especially the idea about these exclusive games. I can see to a point where this could be handy to help sell the system, because why would you want to buy it in the upgraded version? Well, they've got exclusive games for this new 3DS, where you can't play them on the original 3DS. I mean, I can see the sort of idea why they did it that way, but still, it seems stupid for those who have already invested in the 3DS and buying 3DS games, and now... If they want the newest new 3DS game, they'd have to upgrade the system again.
Yep.
So, if there is any possible backwards compatibility, if it's all, I don't know if they're going to make an announcement saying, well, we can release a lesser port for the normal 3DS, but...
Well... I mean, I'm not going to be upset, because I can't see any game I'm going to want. I mean, I know I'm kind of saying that with the blind mode on, where it's like, more, what if they release Jurassic Park? Like, okay, they're trying to make me angry is what they're trying to do. Because, you know, I've seen some games that are on the DSi that play just fine on the DS. So I really don't see why I spent that money. I mean, that's my fault. Hey, they didn't tell me to do it. I did it because they told me it was going to be something great. And it was nothing like what I expected. Am I upset? No, not really. But I noticed that once I got the DSi, I didn't play as much as I played my DS. Same thing with my 3DS. I don't play it nowhere near as much as my DS. Because my DS was like, you just turn on, play it, done. And that thing lasts for 2 weeks. One battery charge. 2 weeks. 4 hours a day. That's how I didn't play on weekends too much. Well, actually, I did play on weekends. But, and I can play over the internet much easier, too. But that's before WEP got kicked out by WEPA. But what you just said is like, I'm sorry. I play too many other consoles. See, I play too many other consoles. I have too many other consoles that I can play and not waste my time messing with this new stuff. Oh, Warren, you just saying that because? Like, no, I'm not saying that because. It's just I've been there, done that. And until they show me something that I want, don't even argue with me because I'm not going to play the game. My other thing goes with Just Cause. I love that game to death. Played the demo like it was. I mean, I played that demo for like a whole week nonstop, all day. The demo. My friend at work, Warren, why don't you just go ahead and get the full version of the game? That game was only like $25. Why don't you just go get it? I said, oh, okay. I went and bought the game, put it inside my Xbox 360, started playing it for like 5 minutes, and got tired of it. And then I just let it sit. And so I just started working on my computer doing something. My friend goes, look, Warren, how have you been playing that game for 2 hours and haven't gotten an achievement? Oh, I ain't really playing it. I just put it in. It got boring. So, and then I just took it out my the disc, out the hard drive, and went right back to the demo and started playing it all over again. I just enjoyed the demo more than I like the full version of the game. And that's just me. Now, with these new games, same thing. I don't really care for those games. They're not for me. I didn't say they suck. I didn't say they were bad. They were just not for me. You know? So, I really don't, I mean... It's up to the gamers if they want to support that. I'm not going to support it. Unless if they bring out like a Jurassic Park, yeah, I got to get that. Or if somehow they get a version of Crackdown licensed on there, that's a knockoff of Crackdown where I get to walk around and like in Crackdown, not Prototype and not Infamous, but like Crackdown, yes, I would upgrade instantly for that. Anything else? Not really. Not really. There's not much else I can see them making for me to... want to get a new handheld when my iPod Touch doesn't even get any more play because the screen's too small, and my iPad is getting much more play than my 3DS and my PS3, and far more my Xbox, because my Xbox has Red Ring. So that right there is options, option, option. I got my N64 waiting, my Turbo Duo is waiting. I'm getting ready to sell my Neo Geo. I'm going to actually finish here, make sure to make a video so I can showcase it to a potential buyer. And with that, I'll be, if I get enough, then I'll be getting an Xbox One for my friend. or if not, then I'll just be getting a Wii U. And, you know, either is satisfactory to me, really, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, with all the other consoles out there, just makes you wonder why Nintendo's making exclusive games for the new 3DS. I mean, when you understand a lot of making upgrades, I mean, that's fine. I mean, a lot of companies or gaming companies have done that in the past, where they make remodels of the consoles. Like Sony, they release remodels of the PS2, PS3, and bound to do with the PS4, and developed it with the PSP as well, like the PSP 1000, 2000, 3000, and there's even the PSP Go, which didn't last long at all, but...
Yep, that was the idea that Sony stole from me and my nephew, my cousin. We were just talking about it wide open, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, the PSP Go came out, and it's like, did they even think about the UMD? Like, nope. And they shut it down, and I didn't realize it, and so, like, you know, that thing matched everything that we said. So, you know, but... They need to think those things through. They're not thinking them through at all as a gamer. They're thinking them through as making money. I understand it's a business, but if you make the people happy, the people spend more money. You know, like right now, Sony's bad. Oh, we sold, 20 million PS4. And what's the number one game? Oh, we sold 20 million PS4s. And what's the number one selling game? No answer. Same thing for movies. I mean, that's what I ask. I can care less how many consoles you sell. I look at the games. Myself, that's what I look at. But, whatever. I'm almost done with this race myself. I'm almost done. I'm not mad or anything. It's just that, you know, nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nintendo could have waited to upgrade the 3DS. I mean, could have easily announced this new handheld as a next-gen system rather than like the upgrade for the 3DS, and it could have maybe like left it a couple of years, maybe improve the software a bit, make it really something, because I think Nintendo really needs to focus on the Wii U more than anything else, but obviously because of how successful the 3DS is doing, they're putting all their attention to that.
Yeah, exactly, that's what they should be doing, paying more attention to the Wii U. I'm just going by what, hey. When they announced the Wii U, that was the last thing on my mind for them to announce. I thought they were going to announce integration of the 3DS into the Wii. That's what I thought. They're like, yeah, we have a new console. It's called the Wii U. I'm like, what? What? That. Can you name, I'm going to say, 8 games on Wii U that are must play? I can't. I can name 2. I can name Mario 3D World and Donkey Kong, Tropical Freeze. I didn't play Pikmin. Pikmin is the same old thing you played on GameCube, so I can't really put that in the thing because it's not really that new. Same thing. You pull up these little plant people. Donkey Kong, Tropical Freeze, it is new because it now has more multiplayer, more characters, and adds a lot more different things to the game that it didn't have in Donkey Kong Country. So I can say that. And the same thing with Mario World. It's in 3D now. It's not Mario 64. It's way better. And you got the cat suit. So that's a lot different than anything in the past. But anything else? I mean, I'm just saying where I'm calling it. I don't see anything worth it. And now it's almost, 2 years now? No. You're not going to get me in that trap again. If the Wii U dies, which it's not, if it did die, yes, I will still get one because I have 2 games I want to play. And done with it. I can give it to my sister, and when those games start jumping down to like, $5 and $10 a pop, then I know she can go buy them, because outside of that, she's not going to pay for a brand new game. She might buy one for like $15, maybe, you know, but, you know, I don't know how they operate, but that's me, and I'm just going by, you know, my experience in video games. I look at it, and I just don't see the games that I want to play anymore. My 2D side-scrollers, my racing games that are actual video games, not these realistic, what do they call, the speed racer games, whatever they call, oh my gosh, I can't think of it, my brain just had a fart. But, though, I'm an arcade racer, I'm a Ridge Racer fan, but I miss Top Gear. I miss RC Pro-Am. I miss the real video games. Games that are video games, not just realistic wind and snow. I want to play a racing game where a snowman crosses the road and blocks and makes my car go slower. Or play through lava levels. That's what I want. And don't say Mario Kart, because Mario Kart, it wasn't the only game back in the day. I just named the games that were back in the day. And that's what I want. I don't see none of that kind of creativity these days. And that's what's turning me off to all these new games. And I don't mean to sound, everybody like, Warren, you could just play the game at least once. Like, no, I play games. Like, that does not. And sometimes the game is better than what I thought it was. Like when I got Mario Kart for 3DS, yes, it was fine for what it was, but I didn't play with no one. Every time I want to play, they want to play at a different time. And it's like, you know what, forget this. I don't want this game no more. It's fun, don't get me wrong, it's fun. But for me, no. I have Mario Kart. I have Mario Kart DS. I enjoy that by myself. I don't play online. It may not be as pretty as Mario Kart 7 on DS. But 3DS, but it's still fun, and that's the point. It's fun, and it looks dated, but I like it. So is that all that counts? Yep, that's all that counts to me. So, you know, but this new, the new 3DS, if I could press the button and stop it from being coming out, I would. And, you know, Nintendo want to impress me to get a new handheld. I mean, I can't see myself buying a new handheld. I don't really, now, no, I just can't. I mean, no matter what I'm going to say, if they gave me the majority of the old Nintendo and Super Nintendo and half the Game Boy library with it, I would think about that because that's all I really wanted. But I know I wouldn't need all that power for those little games, you know. Because if they don't be careful, they can wipe out the freaking Wii U with that thing. And that means nobody else is going to be buying anymore, you know. Because everybody who want one, I think, should already have one, really. You know, if you really wanted it. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Actually, Nintendo in endangering themselves and wiping themselves out as being their own worst enemy from Wii U suffering, so they're putting all the effort into the 3DS now. And if 3DS really outshines the Wii U is just going to disappear.
They're not gonna lose. I mean, they're gonna lose a little bit of money, but it's not the money I'm worried about. It's the fans. I mean, could you imagine you just bought this new console and all of a sudden they just funked it out? We're not supporting it anymore. No more games are coming out. We're gonna concentrate on the new 3DS. Now you just eliminate two customers: the Wii U people and your previous people like me, who's ambassador. I'm not gonna be upset myself. It's the other people who are gonna be upset because that's all they play. I have other things. So, with me, I'm already on the fence anyway. And I'm not even on the fence. It's like, I'm walking through the door. You know, like, oh, you're doing that, Nintendo? I'll go visit Sega. You know? Oh, okay. You're doing that? All right, let's go visit Sony. You know? No big deal. I'll be back. But not right now. Like Capcom. Capcom, you want to serve me crap? Right now, I'm eating iOS. If I'm playing with iOS, I haven't bought a game in months, to tell you the truth. Even for 99 cents. So, that's kind of not good, really, if you think about it, because I haven't bought a game in months. So,
yeah. Pretty much the same here. I've only bought a couple of games this month, which I just recently did a monthly pickups video and picked up about 3-4 games, if that.
Right.
It's not the same. I still don't want to buy games. I don't want to play games. Just, I haven't seen that much out there. I wouldn't mean I want to play exclusively that I haven't already got or backlog of games to play.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the new 3DS will probably do well. If Nintendo can prove it's a system worth upgrading to and has enough features to make me think, well, actually, makes my 3DS XL look a bit outdated, I think I might upgrade to try and use these new features they're on about to make my experience better.
Uh-huh.
But until they actually do that, I can't really say how good the 3DS will be. The new 3DS will be.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's got some really good features like it does, like integrate with the Wii U, I mean, that would be great. I'm sure if they did that, then it would be worth considering getting a new 3DS. They would have to change the name, because I don't think they should stick with that name, New 3DS. Change it to what, like Game 81 suggested, Super 3DS or something along that those lines.
Right, yeah, they should. Hopefully they will. I mean, whoever's doing these naming conventions, I mean, they need to be fired or something, because, we'll see. We will see.
Yeah, I mean, there's no solid evidence of what the specs are. I mean, I can tell you what rumors are. It's going to have 3 times the CPU clock speed and twice the RAM speed of the original. So, I'm good at computers, but I'm not too sure exactly what that means in terms of what the games are going to be like, how much better, or... But whether that will help improve speed time or load times of current 3DS games that, you know, might take a little while to load up. I don't know if it'll speed it up on that, but... Again, we'll have to wait and see what Nintendo say when they give an announcement for when they're going to release it worldwide. So, there's a lot can happen between when it's released in Japan and when it's released worldwide. So, it's something we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. So, hopefully Nintendo's taking that note, but as always, we're always hoping they take note of what we say.
That's true. But, I was going to comment. Yeah, said someone on comment on that. It was something with the size and also about the memory card. The memory card now is a micro SD that they put in it. And the processing speed, yeah, of course. That's what keeps it from being backwards compatible with the current 3DS if they make any games with that. But I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know what to say to that. I really don't know. This company was saying, well, we need more power. I really don't see.
Let's make sure and wonder as well if they're going to do that with the Wii U at some point. Maybe they'll try and, depending on how successful the new 3DS is going to be, whether they might try like a new Wii U, perhaps. Wouldn't be surprised if they did, but...
Well...
Again, it's something we'll have to wait and see, and hear from Nintendo as time goes on.
I guess. I don't know. If I see something that I can benefit, that's going to benefit me as a gamer, I have no reason. I know that I always say speed is a good thing. My thing is, why don't we start working on games that don't need to load? That's what I want. I want a game like a glass of water. Boof.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but that's what I want. Not an SSD, but a game that no longer needs to load. Because a game is, you now have all that space. So now you can put a gig game in memory. No load. Just poof, done. That's my next level of what they're going to do anything. But I don't know. I want integration of my 3DS into the Wii U, which, you know, shows the loyalty of people like myself and yourself who actually gets both systems, not just... Well, I got a 3DS, but I play on an Xbox 360 or I play on a PS1 and PS4, you know, but you actually have all of them, you know, and I would love to have my 3DS where I can actually... Instead of we're using Skype here, we could be talking on our 3DSs. I mean, I don't know if Gaz has a 3DS, but it would have been nice if we didn't have the 4 people talking. They do it on a local Star Fox. So why not make it internet-wide? I mean, you know, I understand want to protect the kids, but the kids messed up a good thing that I used to use. I don't think we did. Did we ever use that Leaf program that you can draw and send pictures? I don't think maybe you ever did. I think we did it once.
I think I tried it a couple of times with a couple of friends, but it didn't last very long because then Nintendo cancelled it because of a small minority decided to send inappropriate images and drawings.
That's what me and my friends joked about. I was like, you know what, some people start taking bad pictures and sending them, because tell you, don't do that. But people did it anyway. And I'm like, you know, that's not fair. That was a nice little feature. I didn't hardly use that much, but then me and MUZZ, or Muzz, he's on Facebook, you've seen him. He's one that runs L1, or L2, I'm sorry, L2. And me and him used to draw like Mega Man pictures and send them, and I'll send him like pictures of Zelda and stuff, and we just draw stuff back. You know, this little cheesy stuff we can do on Facebook, but you actually can draw it. It's like when he already has a break, or if I have a break, you know, like right now, I would be drawing something and sending it to him. I should just take Facebook. But no, it was just easy just to do it like that, you know. But now when they shut that, I was like, wow, you took a feature out that made me use, I actually was using it for that only. You know, I get up just to see if somebody sent me a message. And then they say, oh, we're shutting it down. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. But, you know, that's That's Nintendo, and that's kids. They need to understand that, but... whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully, with the new 3DS, you know, some features will make it worthwhile, not just an upgrade for the sake of upgrading it, to make it stand out and keep it up to date. As long as there's some features that make it worthwhile, then I'm sure a new 3DS will do well. But if you change the name and make it clear exactly why we should go for the new 3DS and why these games are worth these exclusive games are worth playing, then it's and what it'll do with the current 3DS library and compatibility with the with the original DS games.
Right. Well.
It's something we'll just have to wait and see, and hopefully when more is announced, we'll talk about this again.
Yeah, the one thing I will say that we didn't talk about much, because I didn't post it in your group, but I found all the cards, those special price cards for the photos with Mario, and they work. They're great. I didn't post any photos or anything yet, but I tested them, and they all work. So I don't know if you know about that. You get like 1,000-point card, 2,000, I think 3,000, and 5,000-point cards. And they have a special AR code on them, card inside, that allows you to get Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Bowser, and Koopa Troopa.
I don't think I've heard about that, no.
Yeah, I'll post, you know what, I'll post in the group right now while we're talking.
So. Okay, I'll check that out shortly.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll post it in a few.
Okay, well, anyways, the new 3DS, so we'll have to wait and see about that. So, shall we go on to what we've been watching recently?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go first. A bit more of the program Judge Rinder, still enjoying that. Which is a bit like Judge Judy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but just a UK version. And, what else? I've watched the Terminator, the first one.
Which one? What was that? Tornado?
Terminator, the first one.
Oh, Terminator, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. just finally watching the box version you bought a while ago?
We've got recently bought it on Blu-ray, so I decided to rewatch it.
Oh, another one? I was gonna say, I thought you just bought it a year ago, 2 years ago? That's what I thought, but okay, no, come here, you say you bought it, and we told you to watch it, you know, I'll watch it eventually, but okay, because I'm Blu-ray, yes.
Wasn't that RoboCop?
Okay, it's one of the two, I know, it's two good movies, I know that.
Yeah, I've already watched the original RoboCop, I haven't seen the remake yet, but, which I know Gaz despises, so. Yeah, the original Terminator is a great film, so it has elements of horror as well as sci-fi, so still a really good movie. I'd say the second one's my favourite out of the series so far.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I remember when I picked up the Blu-ray, the guy at the cash point or the cashier was saying about the remake or Terminator 5 that's coming out. So at the moment, I don't know much details about the fifth Terminator film, if it's still going to be number 5 or it's going to be a remake or a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I watched Terminator, and I'm sure I watched a couple of others. We watched Despicable Me.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've recently bought Despicable Me 2 on Blu-ray, so I'll be watching that at some point.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good film. I wouldn't say it's like the best film I've ever seen, but it's got some decent moments and funny moments, Despicable Me. So I look forward to see the second one, because it's supposed to be pretty good, actually, or a good sequel to the first one. And I think there's a couple of others, but I can't remember off the top of my head what they were. Nah, I think that's pretty much it that I've been watching. I played a few games, but I'll get onto that in a minute. So, over to you, Warren.
All right, what I've been watching now lately, of course, I've been watching a little bit of Supernatural here and there. Not as much as I was the week before last. I've been watching some other stuff. I think I talked to Gaz about it. I think. Or was it Gaz? Or was it was it you? I can't remember. Well, we're talking about From Dusk Till Dawn. From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV series. I don't know if it was you, somebody in another country was talking about it briefly. Like, oh, I see it, but I didn't see it at first, but From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV series, they have it on there. Oh, it's awesome. It's a backstory of the original From Dusk Till Dawn, the movie, if you're into that, with vampires. Really good, really good. But then, while I was looking for that, I found Terra Nova, and so I started watching that again, because I love Terra Nova. Tomorrow did a great job, and so did Stephen Lang. Love it, but too, I got canceled. And then, as of yesterday, I was looking for a TV show for a friend, and I couldn't find it, but I came upon this video on IMDb called Freaks and Geeks, and it's about these high school, freaks and geeks and nerds and rock and rollers and stuff like that, and I'm like, let me check it out. So I posted on my Facebook, I said, oh, I never heard of this before. And all of a sudden, everybody started posting, yeah, that's an awesome show, you ought to watch it. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, where are you? It came out in 2000. I'm like, yeah, I was working, I mean, I was working from 7 in the morning until 12 at midnight. Around that time, actually, I wasn't working at 7 in the morning. 5 p.m. until 12 a.m. at that time, and before I had my second job. And it's actually really good. It's on YouTube, man. It's on Netflix, Freaks and Geeks. Really good. And then my friend from Canada says, I watched something that's kind of related to that, called Undeclared, and basically Undeclared is the college version of that movie, because they have some of the same actors, but now they're in college. I haven't watched that yet. I only watched like the first 35 seconds of the first pilot of the Undeclared. It's really good. I haven't finished watching any of the episodes yet. I got all of, like, because each episode was like 45 minutes, and I got like maybe like 37 minutes on one of them, but I was doing a lot of other stuff, so I didn't have time to finish watching it. Then, last for today, I was watching it last night, Noah. I watched that. I don't recommend it. If you don't read the Bible, watch it. But if you do read the Bible, don't. That's easy.
Is that the one with Russell Crowe?
Yes. And he's the only reason why I sat through it. If it wasn't, his performance was not that good anyway. I mean, it was mediocre compared to stuff that I'm used to seeing him in. But the movie itself, I just posted on Facebook, Darren Aronofsky, whatever his name is, he needs to go read the Bible, because that crap he put on the screen, oh my gosh, it's like, did anybody screen this? Was he drinking or something when he wrote this? Directed it? Because it was awful. The special effects were great, don't get me wrong, but they had added stuff. It's like, I don't even know how to even say this. It's like, it's like, instead of you putting chocolate chips in your cookies, you put rocks that are soft in your cookies that look like your chocolate. That's basically the best way they're saying it. Like, that makes no sense. It makes no sense. And that was the last thing I watched. Actually, I just finished watching it like almost an hour ago. Just barely. I had 20 hours since 4 p.m. yesterday to watch it. So I forgot about it. And I said, let me finish working on watching that while I'm working. But I couldn't. I tried to work and watch it at the same time. You have to actually pay attention. And that's where it gets kind of stupid. And that was it. I'm sorry. Was that BoJack Horseman? I think that's what I'm watching. I found that also. It's a new Netflix-only cartoon. BoJack Horseman. I only watched 4 episodes. Yeah, BoJack Horseman. If you're a fan of Beavis and Butthead, Delilah, who else is there like that? Invader Zim. It's not really that kind of silly humor. It's more kind of teenage adult humor. If you're an MTV fan, OMT fan, oh yeah, you'll like it a lot. It's pretty funny. The first episode was not that funny, and I almost stopped it, but the second episode, I laughed. I giggled a lot before it went off, I know that. And now I'm actually laughing through the whole thing, because they finally warmed it to my kind of humor level. But it's really good. I have a friend that actually put his picture as Bo Jackman. And, it's good. It's about this horse who was a big star back in the 80s. And, now he's all washed out and still trying to make money by publishing books and stuff. And I say give it a watch. Watch the first episode until you can familiarize yourself with it. then watch the second episode. If you're not really liking about the second episode, stop it, don't watch no more. Because basically part two is really how it's going to go from the rest of the way out, and it's just so funny. It's so funny. But, yeah, and that's it for me.
Okay, cool. So on to what we've been playing recently. There's one game in particular I've played, but so I'll leave that to the end. What I've been playing, I've played the game Bully Scholarship Edition on the 360. Which I know Gaz played last week, and he's got 100% completed that game, and I'm up to chapter 3 at the minute, I think.
Okay.
So I'm doing a lot of the missions and the side missions, so there's a lot to do and a lot to unlock. So it's still a really, really fun game. I forgot how fun it was because I haven't played it for a few years. So it's good to play it on the 360.
Uh-huh.
And also played a bit more of GTA 5, just unlocking a few things and getting an apartment and a garage to store my cars in.
Uh-huh.
So I've got the main one for in the city. And haven't been doing too much on that this week. And what else have I been playing? It's mostly been Bully that I've been playing, but the one game that's a highlight game I've been playing this week is Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 5.
Okay.
Yep, and it's set for a cliffhanger at the very end of Episode 4, and a lot happens in Episode 5. A lot of high moments, a lot of low moments, a lot of choices to make, tough choices.
Right.
I believe this is the first episode in the series where you can come up with at least 5 different endings. I won't spoil what they are, because obviously, yeah, you get to play them, but there's different possibilities of how to end, different types of endings depending on the decisions you make as Clementine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the characters you have to choose from, which obviously I won't spoil because you've only played the first episode, and anyone else listening, I don't know if you if they've played The Walking Dead Season 2, but I definitely recommend playing it. It was a great episode, great end. Lots of things happened in that episode. Crazy. This is definitely one I'll have to replay it again at some point.
Uh-huh.
There's all different endings you can possibly get.
Yep.
Yeah, but now there's a good opportunity. If anyone's been waiting to play all episodes, now's your chance, because they're all available. From episode 1 up to episode 5. So, Warren, there you go. And forget Gaz as well. I know he's been holding back if he's listening. Gaz, now you got to play through the game.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get around to it. It's just that when they did what they did, they made me lose interest. And, you know, once you lose interest, it's kind of hard to come back.
Yeah, it's probably in the future, because I know that they are going to release Season 3 of The Walking Dead. So I think when that comes out, so I'm going to hold back on playing all the episodes until they're all released. So some of it's going to be tough, but I think that's probably the best experience, actually, from when I played the first season, playing back-to-back.
See, the first time I did that, it was pretty cool, but, you know, just like binging is becoming a new fad, well, quote-unquote new fad for a lot of people. They're like, what they can binge is, like, when you can watch all your... Why wait week to week when you just wait till they all come out and then watch them? I just wonder why the people... I was like, well, why don't you want to watch it now? Part one was cool for that, but this other one, I'm not going to do that. I'd rather wait till they're all out. They're all out now, so when I have time, then I will. So... You know, that's how I look at it, you know, now.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's going to be an add-on or a DLC for Season 2. I mean, they'll probably announce it if they are planning it, but there's so many different possible endings that I'm not sure if it'll be needed, especially since they announced Season 3. But, yeah, when Season 3 comes out, I probably will... wait to download the game, get the season pass, and then just wait until a certain point before I start playing through the episodes. This is probably tough, but something I'm going to do to get the best experience.
Alright.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, definitely it's a good opportunity to play through it now, so... I'll be interested to hear what you have to say, Warren, about your decisions and that in the game when you get round to playing it, and hopefully Gaz as well when he gets around to playing it.
Right.
Yeah. I played a couple of iPhone games, but not much to say really. Just you have the usual sort of games to play. That's really about it. I'm not sure if it is something else I'm completely forgetting or not, but yeah, it's pretty much for me. So, over to you, Warren. Yeah, so what you been playing, Warren?
Okay, I thought you were silent. What I've been playing, actually, I just finished my first playthrough of Resident Evil on PS1, on PS3, on disc. On my stream, just finished on Friday night. I thought it was going to be a long way. I only had to play like another like 30 minutes out of the finish. I'm sorry, gamers. I am not going to put on a poor performance, you know, because I'm tired. So I just tweeted, stream has been canceled. Last time we had like 300 people sitting there watching. And you know, I didn't want to be on there, and I'm like, is he falling asleep? But once I fell asleep while playing some other game, not because I'm sleeping, it's just I was tired. And so, you know, everybody showed up, and the stream kind of cut out, and I had to turn back on again. I beat it finally. I screamed a little bit because I forgot some certain things, because Resident Evil 1 is still one of my favorite survival horror games. Granted, Dead Space does about the same thing, but I don't care for Dead Space. I didn't say it was bad. I just don't care for it. Resident Evil will always be my favorite in my heart, and I love it. I can play it, and the more you play it, the more you memorize stuff, and which means you can get 1 to 5 endings that there's there. I got the worst ending. I played for 10 hours over a course of a month and a piece. You know, casual. I showed them where all the weapons were at. I will say I did get some stuff I did not get when I played the game before, back in when it first came out back in 1996 or so. I didn't get the water bottles, and that's what I have right now. I don't know what to do with them or why I even have them. I was supposed to make that stuff for the plant, but I didn't need that stuff. I just popped the plant with the Colt, pap pap, and like, Warren, why are you getting the Colt? You don't need that. Like, yes, that Colt gun comes in handy. It only holds 6 shots, but those 6 shots count. And actually, that's how I ended up beating Tyrant. I just said, I ran the bullet, like, I'm not using a shotgun on him because it's too far away. I'm going to use a Colt. And sure enough, 1 shot, pow, dead. I'm like, what? You got that, man? You know, because I was so happy I killed Tyrant. I kept running around because the first time I fought Tyrant, I got cut in half. Because, you know, you don't move. Instantly, as soon as that cutscene is over, you have to move. Instantly, you have to move. If you don't run, he just reaches over and just slaps you once. And then slaps you 3 more times, and 1 more time, and you're dead. And so I killed. Granted, it was the worst ending, but I said I'll come back later and re-beat it. Now that I know where everything is at, kind of. I just need to rearrange everything in my brain, go back, and I'll beat it under 4 hours, get the rocket launcher, and then come back and play it again, fight him, get the rocket launcher, show them the rocket launcher, and, you know, so forth. But with that said, on a side note, they are re-releasing Resident Evil HD Remix. That's what I'm calling it for right now. For all the new consoles. This is the Wii U the Wii version being ported over to all the other consoles. That's what they say. I really hope they go back and rechange a few things. Put some zombie pop-ups so they people jump in the closets and stuff. Like they did in one closet. They did that in all the closets, really. You know, well, not all of them, but like 1 or 2 of them. But also have where you can put the controls so they won't be on analog. Put it for old school. Have it where you can like say, hey, play it the old school way with a D-pad so people can understand. So people are like, Warren, why are you down? Why are you getting confused so much? When you get scared, your hands do not, you know, follow what your brain is saying. It's like, you know, you need to push that way. Analogs, you know, push left to go left, push right to go right, push forward to go up, or up to go forward, push back to go back, you know, come toward the screen. But when you're playing on a D-pad, your brain does not calculate that. At least mine doesn't. That's why you see a lot of people get all scared. And that's like, here, you try it and see what happens. You know, without telling them what it's all about, let them play from the beginning. And everybody does the same thing. The dogs jump out the window. But that's the game I beat. I'm happy, as you can see. I'm very happy about that. I feel accomplished for some reason. Granted, it's no feat. I've done it many, many times before. But I just feel good, you know, because this might be the last one I actually beat it while I'm alive. I was playing, I played Rubber Dub Dub on PS3 also. It's a 6-axis game. I don't think it's on the market anymore, because I've had that game since like 2009. And basically just tilt the controller I shipped out a full version. It's a trial version, but it plays like a full version, but I don't understand. It only lets you play like 6 stages. But they're really challenging, and they're really fun. Of course, jumping over to another system, I played, what's that game called? Animal Crossing. I've been playing that a little bit. And I also played Shantae's Risky Revenge, but I'm still lost in that game. I really need to sit down somehow and get past this one part. I need to sit down when I'm really feeling good, because there's a part where you have to do all these little jumps, and it's really annoying when you miss the last jump for no reason. I played quite a few games on iPad. I can't go through all of them. I will try to switch over because I'm on it right now, talking with you, so I don't want to switch over to what I'm playing. But I've been playing Kingdom Rush. I have Chronos Stone. I'm sorry. I didn't say it right. I can't even look it up. I posted on my Facebook. I played that game. It's kind of a game you walk through as a warrior. And you basically, it's kind of like, it turns to like a battle where you have hit points and stuff, and you just whack the other characters, and they go over and you take turns, turn-based. I played, Rayman Run on iOS. I played that. Really fun game. And Bravo Man. I didn't get a chance to play it. I tried to play it. It just didn't load. So I ended up playing Project 1314, I think that's what it's called. It's Project 1314. It's this little cat, space cat thing. And basically you have to swipe it. If you want to go, like, slide, you go forward and then slide down, and he'll slide down. You'll slide up, and you'll slide up. You slide the thing where you want to go. And I played Horn. That's the game I think I mentioned to you, like, a month ago. Because I discovered it. It was free. I think it's 99 cents or 9 bucks. I forget. I got it for free. Because they had it for free one for one day, and I just happened to download it. You know, really good game. It looks like an old, like, it looks kind of like almost like a Sega Saturn, if not Xbox One game. I'm sorry. Looks great. I mean, I really recommend it, you know, to try it out. Granted, the controls are touch. You just tap where you want to go, and you want to shoot your grapple hook. You basically look where you want it to go at, and then you pull back, and boom, and it shoots it, and then he just crawls up to where he needs to go, and then you're ready to go. But it does remind you of Infinity Blade when you start fighting the monsters. It's basically the same thing as that. So if you're good at Infinity Blade, beating those other monsters shouldn't be too hard, because it does have to add a little bit more element to it than Infinity Blade. On here, you do have to jump. Like, some characters will hit the ground and hurt you. So you have to, when it says jump, you have to push the button real quick and slide up and slash it while you're in the air and land and then keep slashing. And I want to say that's it. I haven't played my Ouya in forever. Yeah, I haven't played my Ouya in forever. I haven't played anything else. I haven't put anything else in my 3DS, and that's really it.
Yeah, I've still been meaning to get an Ouya, but the price of it hasn't really dropped since it's come out over here.
Yeah, if you already have games and stuff, I mean, I'll recommend it to you if you want to have it cheap and you have like your nephews and stuff come over and you don't want them touching your Xbox One or PS3 or anything like that, because you know they're gonna try to break it. Yeah, the Ouya is good for that. I mean, you know, but then you need to get 2 controllers for it. And just getting a base system, I think, will cost about $550 almost with the controller. But yeah. You know, we hang up. I'm probably going to hook up my Ouya after we hang up. It's been like at least 2 months since I played it. They sent me an email. Where are you? Which is nice, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at the price, see if we can get it cheap. If we can get it cheap, I'm gonna probably get one. But if we can get it cheap enough, I'll see about getting it. The other program I forgot to mention that I watched recently was the new episode of Doctor Who for Series 8.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of that stuff.
Yeah, with the new Doctor. So yeah, so it's a good episode and good introduction to the new Doctor. Sorry, I completely forgot his name. It's I'm sorry for any Doctor Who fans. They're probably going to slap me for not knowing the new Doctor's the actor's name. But yeah, from the first episode's really good, and I've yet to watch the second episode of the series, which I'm going to watch in a bit after this. So that's the only program I forgot to mention. So any highlights for you, Juan?
The only highlights for me is, like, my private videos I've been making, the new stuff I'm about to do, people, well, they're not sharing it, but, I guess the highlight is that they're actually liking some of my new content, because I'm redoing everything that I've been doing. Well, not redoing it, but putting together some characters and stuff that I've been wanting to do for a long, long, long time, and I just put them on a back burner and just did a demo. And so far, so, you know, everybody seems to love it. So, yeah, it's great. I got a few things to work out, but some of my costumes don't work well, you know, because I get sick from one of the wigs that I have. It's really funny to wear, but I don't know what it just does something really nasty to me, and I just feel all, when I wear it. After I wear it, actually. I don't know. I guess the bad highlight is I'm going to be selling my Neo Geo. I'm not sad or anything anymore, but, you know. Oh, well, this isn't really a big highlight. I realized that I can plug my voice recorder that normally eats batteries. I can plug it into a USB outlet on my power outlet, and it allows me to record. As long as there's power, I can record. So I can stop wasting batteries when I'm just sitting here at my desk doing a recording with wasting battery. I can just plug it into that thing, and I'm ready to go. So, to me, that's my I know it's not a big highlight, but, hey, for me, it is. That saves a lot of batteries.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, And you?
Well, a couple of highlights, really. First off, I went back to work on Friday, just a little bit to find out what's going on. Because I was asked into work, so I went in for a bit, so that was good. Didn't say it wasn't a full day, it was just like to go in for little bits, and it was good. And the other highlights would be the collection of Blu-rays I got this weekend. So
okay.
I got the other Rambo movies, because I got First Blood on Blu-ray, and I got First Blood Part 2 and Rambo 3.
Okay.
So I've got the original trilogy to watch. I know there's the recent Rambo, which is Rambo 4, but they just called it Rambo for some reason, which I've yet to watch. But I'm going to watch these first before I get a copy of Rambo or Rambo 4. And that's... I was a little bit of work at my nan's today. Drive at the front garden was a bit... wasn't the best, so I just did a little bit of maintenance on that to try and make it look a bit better, so or make the slabs a bit more even, so that it looks a bit better. So yeah, that's really the only highlights. Nothing too exciting to mention, but been a pretty good week so far. So yeah, that's really it for me. Anything else to mention, Warren, or? Or anything we missed out?
No. There's a lot of sales going on, but I'm not going to name each one on PSN right now. A whole bunch of sales. And there's a few sales on Steam also if people want to check out. But I think that's really... that's it. Really, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's something I might have to check out some blogs. I need good reasons to play on PS3 other than for GTA 5, sorry.
Yeah, you need to come out of that and go play something else. I mean, you download the demo of Fat Francis, we can play that. I mean, really look at the game before you download it, because it's not for everybody, but it's a tower defense game. I enjoy it, but I really just want to play it with, like, one other player, not with a whole group. So,
yeah. Well, being episode,
Sorry, there is something. There's a game called PT. It's a hidden game that's on PSN. Is it Parasite Eve or so? I'm sorry, Silent Hill. It's a Silent Hill.
Oh yeah, I've seen a play for that. Yeah, so
I haven't watched it because that's kind of a little scary for me. But yeah, my friend, told him about it, but he already saw. You know, he's found out a mistake himself, and he said, "Yeah, that game is so awesome." Like, yep, I'm not playing it, but for people who like those kind of games, go Silent Hill. That was enough for me. It's too creepy. Resident Evil is more than enough for me. That was my announcement for that. If anything, what is it called? PT what?
I think it's just called PT. That's just the name of the new Silent Hill at the moment. So,
okay. Yeah.
Because I think it's like a demo. I think without making a major spoiler, it's like where you keep going round around in the same house.
Or certain things and type in. Don't even go on demos. Just type in PT and put it up. Check it out. It's free. It's a great game. If you play the lights out, Or with lights on, be prepared to be scared, no matter how you play it. And that's it for me.
Okay, well, that's been a great episode, so thanks, Warren, as always, for being on.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me again.
No problem. And to everyone else, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, we will see you later. Take care and good night.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.